Hey everybody, welcome again to our weekly spring high school sports game on program and podcast. I'm Drew Markle from the Intelligencer and Courier Times sports department, joined by my colleague Daryl Bell. Daryl, how are you today?
I'm doing great, and yourself?
Not too bad. A day later than usual, had some issues yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
But you look for us normally going forward every Tuesday as we go through the spring season. And Daryl, you brought up a good point when we were talking before we started this, and before we get into the whole nuts and bolts of things about the spring, and every spring you have this, the weather always wins, and you get some rain and you get some cold and you get messed up fields, and you get standings that some teams have played 6 games, some teams have played 10 games, some teams have played 4 games. I mean, and you're going to end up getting bunched up at the end, but there's really no solution.
Yeah, and it's a shame that it always happens in the spring. We might have gone through this year. We went through a decent winter. It wasn't that bad, but somehow the spring just gets hit, and it gets hit very, very hard. I don't have any conclusions on how to change this format around. And it's a shame because after, I'm going to say, May 17th, 18th, 19th, the weather starts becoming beautiful. And right. You want to know what's going on, you want to get out and see things. But by that time, the spring sports are done. Right. So they don't really get a fair chance at all.
No, they don't. And then, you run into graduations and all sorts of things. And, I remember when I used to go down to Florida to visit my parents, years ago, right after like the state wrestling, I go down there and you look in the paper there and their baseball and softball teams, they'd already played 25 games. And our teams hadn't even started practicing.
Right, right.
And you see that reflected when we get to the baseball draft that, a lot of the kids selected are from places where it's warm because they've been playing.
That's true. And that's, I've always said that's a failure somehow of us. But I realize, if you want good players, if you want outstanding, we have good football players, for example, but somehow they seem to gravitate to Georgia, to Florida, to Mississippi, to those southern states where the weather is predictably always good. And that's what kills us. That's what really kills us.
Yeah, it does hurt. And the spring is, it's short enough as it is. And then, like I said, we're going to run into at the end, you're going to have teams trying to make up games, have 3-4 games in a week. And that messes with pitching staffs and all sorts of things. So, but everybody is pretty much in the same boat. So if everybody's dealing with it, then okay. Well, then, once again, so the second for the second week in a row, my dog is not happy with what I had to say.
No, she's not. She's ready for some spring sports.
She likes the spring though, but I just wish she'd be quiet. Okay, let's move on. From pretty soon we'll have the dog days of summer. I can make those bad jokes.
Okay.
I think I just did. Daryl, let's start with softball. We're about the halfway point again of the season, maybe a little bit past, but we're starting to see some separation. Pennsbury is in the Patriot. North Penn, the defending state champ, undefeated and leading the Colonial. Quakertown having another good season in the Liberty, a Quakertown softball program that's really turned the corner in the past couple of years. And William Tennant, which used to be very good in softball and had a bit of a down spell, but now they're playing well again in the Freedom. When you look at softball, what's your take?
I think you hit everything on the head, especially Pennsbury. Pennsbury is a very – It's a crazy situation. Just when you think they don't have anything to offer, boom, they come up with a great team. They came up the same way with girls basketball, and now you're coming with softball. They are they're tough. They
yeah, are. I mean, there's tough. There's a great softball tradition at Pensbury. That's not a, you know, they're usually really, really good, and it looks like, you know, they're going to do it again. It's just, you just see that they've only played a small amount of games, but you know, they're usually right there.
Yeah, the foundation is there. The foundation is there, and they are going, again, they're going to be hard to beat.
Yep.
They're going to be hard to beat.
As will North Penn. I mean, you know, you're the defending state champ. You haven't lost since, God, May of 21, probably, going back to the winning streak they have.
You think about North Penn, and theoretically, they probably should be on top of every single sport, but that doesn't happen. I think these smaller schools just get ready for them, and they do a pretty good job on them. But North Penn has always been, and always will be, a catalyst in this area. If I'm not mistaken, aren't they like in the top 10 in enrollment or something like that for the state? Something like that?
I believe they're probably in the top 5. I mean, they're normally the benchmark for a lot of teams, regardless of season and regardless of sport. You know, when you play, you know, that's the, you know, the team to beat a lot of ways. And softball, I mean, Rick Torrizzani, he and I go back a long, long way. He does a great job there, and he's got them rolling again. So, Darryl, we'll shift real fast to baseball. We got to keep our time under consideration. In the Liberty, Happer is undefeated. Satterton doing a nice job in the Suburban One League Colonial.
Right, but you have Council Rock North that is up there,
And Pensbury in the SOL Patriot. They're kind of separating themselves from the rest of the pack.
Yes, Pensbury is by far the best team in the area. They are phenomenal in what they do in the clutch pitching, clutch hitting. They have all the makings of a state champion, and I know we're talking here in the middle of April about that, but they are playing like state champions. They're playing extremely well. The others that you saw talked about, they're doing well. Hatboro has been a surprise to me, but they're winning big games, close games, and they're doing a heck of a job. So the four that you mentioned are very much the keys to this area as far as state champions.
And also, let's not forget in the Catholic League, you know, Archbishop Wood is doing very well. They're in a log jam with a couple other teams, you know, for first place there. So we got to see how that all shakes out. And yes, up in District 11, Palisades, you know, a school we don't talk about much because, you know, they're in a different district and they don't play our other area teams. They're having another nice baseball season, which they've had a couple of.
Palisades may be a team to watch out for.
They've had a couple of good baseball seasons the past couple of years and, you know, playoff teams. And it looks like, you know, they're heading that direction again. So, and real fast in the SOL Freedom, New Hope, Solbury, Upper Moreland, and William Tennant are all battling it out too. So it's going to take a while, and hopefully the weather cooperates and these games get played. But you know, it's all shaping up to be pretty good, as it always is.
Yes,
all right, I'm sorry, Derek. Go ahead.
We need the weather.
Yes, we do. And as I say that, it'll rain tomorrow. So you know, but. All right, lacrosse-wise, Central Bucks East in the SOL National, no surprise. East is always there. They had a nice win over North Penn the other day. And then right on their heels, CB West and Council Rock North, too. So there we are again. Now, a lot of the lacrosse teams, you know, do play on the turf, and that helps them get games in. But it should be, you know, that should be exciting, you know, as we get closer to the end of that. And on the girls' side, in the SOL National, Council Rock South and North Penn are starting to separate themselves from the others. And Upper Moreland, Abington, and Plymouth White Marsh in the Suburban One League American Conference are all playing well too. So, you know, it's there's some good representation for our area teams for sure.
Yes, we've got some very good teams, that especially on the girls' side, that are representative of this area, and I think they're going to do very well. We're getting close to playoff time. They're fighting for positions. I think it's just a matter of time before we really see the best of the best come out. But so far, I'm been very impressed with what I've seen.
That's all right. And we don't, and again, Daryl, we don't talk much about tennis, but tomorrow is a pretty good day for, you know, if you're an area tennis fan. They have the Suburban One League has its four conference tournaments at different sites. The Patriot Division will be over at Council Rock North. These are all Thursday morning, by the way. Patriot Division over at Council Rock North. The Colonial will be at Satterton. The Liberty will be at Abington. And the Freedom will be over at Lower Moreland. Of note, over at Council Rock North, you're likely going to have the Council Rock South duo of Alex Sterren and Mikkel Zinder. They may be the best two players in the state, and you know they're on the same team, so they'll probably be playing each other in the final again. Sterren won this last year, this SOL Patriot tournament. He beat Zinder in the final, so. They may go at it again tomorrow. So, like I said, if you're a tennis fan, that's something worth checking out tomorrow morning. And finally, also, we can vote for our athlete of the week. Go to our websites, BucksCountyCourierTimes.com or TheIntel.com. We run a poll. It starts every Monday at 5 o'clock, and the voting ends at Wednesday at 5. And it's just a separate boys and girls polls. And, you know, vote for your favorite or, you know, the most deserving or – and you know, it's always fun to see how your, you know, classmates and teammates are doing in that poll too. So, all right, Darryl, we did very well time wise this week, which was good. But as always, you know, I appreciate you chiming in. We'll be back next Tuesday to look at how things are going, how this week has gone, and as we get closer and closer to the playoffs.
That sounds like a winner. I can't wait.
Excellent. Darryl, thank you very much. We'll talk to everybody soon.